See, I don't keep up on the oil and ag and ain't out with the country folk like I used to be in and around down the folks don't talk it, but a lot of expression would be is say if that cloud keeps on, we're going to have some kind of a twister here. That's what they'd say, because you know sometimes it come in different form, different kind of twisters. Sometimes it would be just straight wind and blow all the trees one way, and then it have come. And out of the house one Sunday, and you come up a cloud there, and it didn't look like it was going to be so bad. And all at once, the wind went blowing, and big trees on this side of the house are whirling that way. The second tan them down, and the second two, these over here, was tanned down, coming towards the house this way. It got in a whirl, out like a whirlwind, dry well, and it starts off and goes down towards the creek. And the old folks saying that, yeah, well, it's going to rain, it's going towards the branch, but says if it's going here, uphill, it's still going to be dry. Now, it's, you call one of them what you call a whirlwind. You can have a whirlwind cloud as well as you can have one of those that go off, and that'll just be in one spot. Now, this time that I was telling you about, it just did all this. This is just in an area there about a half a mile, and the wind didn't blow it some other places. It got in one in that cloud and got in that one spot.
Would you ever say this is just an electrical storm?
Yes, that's very awesome, because we had very little rain and a whole lot of electricity. We have that here and knock all the lights out and everything else. Sometimes just be a light sprinkle.
What about, how would you say then, if you were going to tell somebody about the wind, all night long, the wind?
The wind blew all night.
And how would you answer this? Was the wind going hard? How would you ask somebody about that? Maybe you slept through. You'd say, yes. Did the wind
blow hard at your house?
And if you wanted to tell somebody, yes, but at many other times it's been much worse. Yes, it has.
In time past, it has been much worse.
It has. And how would you say it about? Would you say blow? How would you say it has in the past?
Yeah, it has in the past blown heap harder.
And talking about the wind and the direction of the wind, how would you say that if it was the south, with regard to the south, for example, the wind
is from the south and crossing the sun line, and it's going to be bad weather.
Crossing the sun line.
You call the sun line the east and west. And when the cloud is coming out of the south, you take some of these things for thought and watch it. You see the clouds coming direct out of the south, you can watch out for some rainy, stormy weather.
That's interesting. Yeah. The sun line.
Yeah, it's crossing the sun line.
And now would that be a southeast? What I've studied in necessarily or no?
No, you say if it's coming from the south, and if it's coming from the southeast, you're more likely to have some rain and some cloud. But whenever that you get up, I know you've seen cloud flying clouds, and it'd be coming. Maybe you've seen them from the east, you've seen them from the west and the northwest. You never seen clouds come direct out of north, and you never seen the wind. Wind always whoops this way and goes around this way. Now, how it gets over back over in the northeast, I've seen the wind blowing from the northwest. And in less than 2 hours' time, it'd be blowing from the northeast. I've never known nobody know it blow from the north. But whenever they call it, what I've studied in the astronomy books of the world, almanac, this sun line here, the east and west is sun line, and whenever the clouds are crossing direct the sun line, they call it, there's going to be rain and some amount of bad weather.
Well, that's interesting. All right, now what about the different kinds of rain then? What do you call it when there's just the least bit of moisture in the air, maybe?
Well, you just call that just kind of a misty moisture. And then you have what we call just a regular general rain. And then you have a rain that you call what we call a white rain. It's in great big drops, and it begin to hit the ground, big drops. And then it'll keep on sometimes, it'll do that, and then it'll just get the smaller drop on. But then I've been in it when there'd be just biggest, whitest rain that everything would look like. In other words, that rain falling out there, it looked like hail, would it? Wouldn't. But when it hit the ground right at you, it'd be great big. It'd walk. It'd be, she'll pull down like that.
Any other terms for a light?